Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of your favorite podcast of all time, Froggy the Gator. And I know by now you've definitely told your friends about Froggy the Gator, right? Well, thank you for that. And make sure you keep telling them, because that is the single best way to help the show grow, is you Froggy fans telling your friends all about Froggy and Mr. Hummus and Tomato Hedgehog and Terra Pterodactyl and Wormbird and Gershwin and Baby the Gator and all the great people in Gator Grove. And I want to do something unprecedented today, since you all have been writing in so many jokes for me to read, and since they're all so gobsmackingly hilarious, I'm going to read two jokes today. And I guess that's not really that unprecedented. Unprecedented, by the way, means that it's something that hasn't happened before, because I actually read two jokes on an episode a couple episodes ago, but I'm going to do it again. So, it's precedented, but rarely precedented. How about that? And our first joke comes from our listener, Narayan, who is 7 years old, and he's listening over in Birmingham in the UK. And Narayan's joke goes like this. What is a deer with no eyes? What do you call a deer that has no eyes? And this is a good joke, so I'm going to let you think about it. What do you call a deer that has no eyes? Do you have a guess? Okay, here's Narayan's answer. What's a deer with no eyes? No idea. No idea, get it? Because it sounds like no idea, meaning I don't know what kind of deer that is called. But it's also a no-eyed deer because he has no eyes. Narayan, my friend, well done. And our second joke today is a classic joke. And this is a joke that I told myself when I was young, when I was a young lad back in the 1990s, if you can believe that. And this is a knock-knock joke, which is another classic format for jokes. So it's a great one all around. And thank you to B for writing this one in. So I'm just going to read it in full since it's a knock-knock joke. Are you ready? Knock-knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo hoo. Oh, don't cry. It's just a knock knock joke. Because boo hoo is the sound of crying, but boo hoo is saying, to whom are you referring with the name Boo? And wow, what an oldie goldie. Thank you, B, for writing this in for us today. And now for today's episode. And it was almost summer in Gator Grove. And if you're like Froggy, that means that this is your favorite time of the year. Because it certainly is Froggy's favorite time of the year. It's when the weather gets warmer, the days get longer, and you get to play outside in the sun with your friends and run around and do all kinds of summer activities like going to the park, going to the pool, going to the beach, and eating watermelon. That's right. Eating watermelon, which is one of my own personal favorite summer foods, and it also just so happens to be one of Froggy's favorite summer foods, which is lucky for Froggy the Gator, because in addition to summer being the best time to eat watermelon, it's also the time when Gator Grove hosts its annual Watermelon Festival. Now, you may be thinking, what in the world is a watermelon festival? And if you're thinking that, then I have good news, because I'm about to tell you. The Gator Grove Watermelon Festival is when everybody in Gator Grove gets together and meets at Farmer Wilbur's farm. And Farmer Wilbur, who, in case you forgot, is Daddy the Gator's friend who has a farm in Gator Grove where Froggy gets to spend a lot of time hanging out and checking out all the cool farm equipment, he actually grows watermelons just for the festival, just for this occasion. And everybody in Gator Grove all meet at Farmer Wilbur's farm to have watermelon juices and watermelon icy pops, and they're all there to see the main event, the watermelon eating contest. That's right. You heard me correctly. There's a watermelon eating contest at this festival. And the way the contest works is you get to enter if you want, and you line up at a big long picnic table, and you get 10 minutes to eat as much watermelon as you can. At the end of the 10 minutes, whoever's eaten the most watermelon is crowned the Watermelon King or Queen of Gator Grove for that year. And what's even better, to make it fair, there's a separate contest for kids, since, you know, they can't usually eat as much as adults. And that's the contest Froggy and his friends were entered into. "Oh boy," Froggy said to Mr. Hummus, "this is the year. This is the year I'm going to take home the prize. I just know it," Froggy said. "I don't know, Froggy," Mr. Hummus replied. "You know, I've been training a lot for this year's watermelon eating contest, and I actually think I have a chance to beat you." Wormbird was flying beside Mr. Hummus and Froggy the Gator with his bug wings as they approached the kids' picnic table to begin the contest. "I don't think so, fellas," Wormbird said. "This is my year." And not to be left out, Tomato Hedgehog looked at his friends very seriously and said, "It seems you have all forgotten that I am literally made of part tomato, which is a fruit, just like watermelon. And I think that makes me the favorite to win this year's contest by default." So the friends all lined up at the table with some other kids from town, and with Baby the Gator, who was joining in the fun even though nobody really saw him as a serious threat to win the competition. They looked down in front of them, and each of them had a whole watermelon, cut in half, sitting at their spots. The winner would be whoever could finish the most of their watermelon before the 10 minutes were up. Farmer Wilbur got up on a stage near the table and announced, "Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now the event you've all been waiting for. The Kids Watermelon Eating Contest is about to begin. On your marks, get set, go," Farmer Wilbur said, and with that, he started his stopwatch, and the kids got to work. Froggy immediately grabbed his watermelon, and as he did, he suddenly imagined that he was in a faraway watermelon kingdom. He looked around. There were watermelon trees and watermelons growing out of the ground, and a big watermelon castle in the distance made completely out of watermelon. "Oh boy," he said to himself. Then he looked at the ground in front of him. It was his watermelon from the contest. He looked to his left and saw Wormbird and Mr. Hummus. They were both holding their contest watermelons. And to his right, you guessed it, Tomato Hedgehog with his watermelon. Then, in the distance, the castle drawbridge opened and the Watermelon King came out surrounded by his trumpeteers. "Greetings, Froggy and friends. The first one to carry their watermelon to my door wins and will be crowned the new Watermelon King." So Froggy picked up his watermelon and started racing his friends. They all carried their watermelons, which weighed like 10 pounds, and that's kind of heavy for a kid to run with, and they raced toward the Watermelon Castle. On their way, they had to jump over watermelon vines, they had to duck under watermelon branches, and they had to dodge watermelon grenades that were being lobbed from above by watermelon egrets. "This is weird," Froggy said to himself as he arrived at the gate of the castle, a few steps ahead of his friends. And just then, he heard a whistle that snapped him back to reality. "Time's up, kids. Put your watermelons down." It was Farmer Wilbur. Froggy was back on the regular farm. He looked down at his table. His watermelon was mostly gone. He'd done a good job eating while he was imagining the Watermelon Kingdom. Baby the Gator had taken a few bites of his and then toddled off to look at tractors, and Mr. Hummus had gotten a tummy ache after a couple minutes, and he had to bow out, and Wormbird's watermelon just had all the seeds picked out, but none of the actual watermelon was gone, which just left Tomato Hedgehog. And when Froggy looked at Tomato Hedgehog's watermelon, it was completely gone. Down to the rind. "Wow," Froggy said to Tomato Hedgehog. "Great job, my friend. You deserve to be the Watermelon King." And so Tomato Hedgehog put on his watermelon crown, which was really just a watermelon rind that they had cut into the shape of a crown, and the friends all went back to enjoying the watermelon festival with their families and being grateful for the beautiful weather, their happy community, and the delicious smell of watermelon. The end.